22B1. Yep. Chav Beis Amid Beis. Three lines in the top. That would help. This is very interesting, Gemara. Okay, Torah Rabbanan learned. Shnayim Mayim Mes. Two witnesses said a man died and therefore the wife could remarry. Shnayim Mayim, another two witnesses say Lay Mes. He didn't die. So now this woman was married. Two witnesses say the guy died. Two witnesses say he didn't die. Or, similar case, Shnayim Mayim Nizgarsha. Two witnesses say this woman got divorced. Shnayim Mayim Lay Nizgarsha. Two witnesses say she didn't get divorced, so she's still married. So what's the din? Can she remarry or not? So the Mishnah says, Arezu leitinasi. She cannot remarry. But, imnisis leitetze. If she did get married, she doesn't have to leave the husband. Okay? The Gemara is going to ask why, but the Mishnah says, there's a braisa. They have two witnesses that, in other words, you have to understand the whole halachic thing over here. This woman was a married woman, that's for sure. So she was not able to marry anybody else, obviously. Now two witnesses come and say the husband died. Two witnesses say he didn't die. Two witnesses say she got divorced. Two witnesses say she didn't get divorced. So just from what we learned before in the Gemara, they should cancel each other out, two against two. There's no witnesses. And then she's a married woman. So the Mishnah Taka says she cannot get married. But the Mishnah adds, and this the Gemara is going to ask why, that if she does get married, she doesn't have to get divorced. Okay? That's the first opinion. But Rav Nachman Rav Yosi says, no, even if she got married, she has to get divorced. She's not allowed to marry the second guy. But Rav Nachman Rav Yosi, when the wife says she has to get divorced if she married the second guy, that Bizman Shabo Edim, where witnesses came to testify that the first husband died. I'm sorry. That there was both groups of witnesses came before she remarried. Okay? In other words, before she got married, one group said the guy died, another group said he didn't die. Right? So now, the guy has to get remarried. She wants to get remarried. So the halach is he can't, and if she gets married, yes, she has to divorce, according to Isi Menachem Rabbi Yosi. What happens though? Nises va'ache karboidim. What happens if like this? Two witnesses came and said the husband died. So now can she remarry? Yeah. And she remarried. And then the second witnesses come and say the guy never died. So then she doesn't have to get divorced. Chachamim hold, in every case she doesn't have to get divorced. If two say died, two say didn't die, and then she got married, she wasn't allowed to, but if she got married, she doesn't have to get divorced. Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Nachum says, I'm sorry, Rabbi Nachum Rabbi Yosi says, no. When do I say, she has to get divorced. When though? If she got married, after both sets of witnesses came. But if one group of witnesses came and said the guy died, and then she got married, and then the second group of witnesses say, no, the guy didn't die, then she doesn't have to get divorced. So the Gemara asks a question. How could, in either case, how could the second group, when they say the guy didn't die, yeah, and the Chachom hold, if she got married, she doesn't have to get divorced. Or Isim Menachem Rabbi Yosi, Menachem Rabbi Yosi is saying that if she got married before the witnesses, second witnesses came, because she could stay married. Gemara says, Michta, I don't understand this. Today utrei ninu. It's two against two. Habale washim tolikoli. So there's a din that if a person does an aveda out of a doubt, you have to bring an ashim toli. Okay, what does ashim toli means like this? If a guy eats, let's say chazer intentionally. Or chalev, intentionally. Chalev is a better, a guy ate chalev intentionally, the din is, he has to bring a korban ashim, a sin offering. Yep. What happens if he ate one of two pieces of meat. One was chalev, treif, and one was allowed. He has to bring what's called ashum toli, a doubtful korban. Meaning that the korban basically says, maybe I sinned, maybe I didn't. If I sinned, it's a korban. That's called ashum toli. But the Gemara asks over here, I don't understand. This chav beis amid beis. Yeah, that's okay. That's because, whatever. But the problem over here is like this. This woman was married. Yeah, this woman was married. Two witnesses said her husband died. Two witnesses say he didn't die. Okay? So normally the way we're learning now in the Gemara is it's two against two. They cancel each other out. So we don't have any witnesses. So therefore, as far as we know, this woman's still married. Right? A married woman comes without a husband. Two witnesses say the husband died. Two witnesses say he didn't die. So it's two against two. So she's a married woman. They can't remarry. Right? So the chamzeh late dating. What happens on the chamzeh if she did get married? So then she can stay married to the guy. Rabbi Yossi says no. If she got married after the first group came and said your husband died, and then she got married, and then the second group of witnesses come and say, no, he didn't die. So then he says, I agree she could stay married. Because when she got married, she was allowed to get married because two witnesses testified the husband died. But if both sets came before she got married, right, then is, what's his name? Menachem Rabbi Yossi says, even if she got married, she can't stay married. Because it was two against two before she got married. So they canceled each other out. The woman's a married woman, according to what we know. So therefore, she can get married. But the Gemara asks, how can in any case say that sometimes she doesn't have to get divorced if she married the second guy? Yeah? But it's a suffix, right? Two against two. It's a doubt. Now the question is this woman married or not? We don't know. Two witnesses say yeah. Two witnesses say no. So it's a doubt, right? So how can you let her stay married even if the witnesses came later, according to Menachem Rabbi Yossi? Lepro, right now, there's a doubt if the husband died or not. There's two opinions whether the husband died or not. So it's a still a suffix if she can stay married to the guy. Why do we let her stay married? The Gemara asks in Sashim
Toli. That once somebody gets married, that it's like a chazaka or something like that? Because they got married when the first set...
Yeah, but the chamim hold, even if the both sets came before she got married.
That she could still marry.
No, she can't. Everybody says she can get married. But if she did, does she have to divorce the second guy or not? So chamim say no. Okay? Menachem Rabbi Yossi says, it depends. If she got married after the first group came, she could stay and not.
Right.
But the Gemara asks, how could she stay married? L'chayr, it's a doubt.
So the Gemara's question is on, even if she got married only after the first.
Right. And both opinions. The Gemara's asking both guys. How could she stay married? Bottom line is, there's a doubt if this woman is a married woman from before or not. How in the world can she go and get married again? She can't get married. But if she got married, why do we let her stay? It's a doubt. Right? And she has a chazaka of being a married woman. Right? Because everybody agrees she was married. Now the question is, did the husband die or not? Did the husband divorce her or not?
When the first set of Adam came, it was done that she was...
Yeah, but the Gemara's question is, now though that the second group came, now becomes a doubt again. So if it's a doubt in the biblical...
She was already married.
So what? Maybe she would have to divorce him. So she would have to divorce him. What happens technically? A woman...
But it's not only the Adam coming. It's Adam coming to equal out the other two Adam, the first two Adam.
Not to equal... Well, yeah.
To minus amount.
Right, no.
So it's still...
Let me ask you a question. A woman who's married, okay, thought the husband died. No witnesses, nothing. Okay? She comes to Bezdin and says, you know, I'm a widow. I mean, what do you have to... Okay, so Bezdin married her. Then the husband... And she married somebody else, yeah? Then the husband shows up. What's the halacha?
She gets divorced.
For both.
Yeah.
She can't get married to the first guy again either. She's divorced from both for good. From those two, okay. Why? Because even though she got married, it doesn't matter. She wasn't allowed to get married. So the Gemara's question is, if it's still a Rosh and Tolui, it's still a doubt. If it's still a doubt, how in the world can she get married like that? How can stay married like that? So the Gemara answers an interesting answer. Amar Rav Sheshes, you know when the case is? She nisses le'echad mehidel. She married one of the witnesses who testified the husband died. No, what does that mean? The Gemara answer is very interesting. Rav Sheshes has a very interesting approach. That witness is not going to play games. No, a guy doesn't care. He'll testify the woman, the husband died.
Doesn't mean anything to him.
But if he's marrying her, and she's an Eishes Ish, and he knows if the husband's going to show up, the problems he's going to have from it. So therefore, when he testifies, and the woman married the witness that testified the husband died, one of the two witnesses, then that the din is she doesn't have to divorce him. Because then we assume this is even stronger than the chazaka that she was a married woman.
Wasn't there a case once that you said?
Oh, she had a lot of money. She was married for the money.
Who? Maybe. Yeah.
Didn't you say there was a case once that maybe this aid is negeva
though? Yes, so normally the Gemara says maybe the guy wanted to marry. But you know what? The Gemara says
he
wouldn't put himself through that far with Eishes Ish with this. Because
right.
Then he'd get capital punishment.
Right.
It would be Eishes Ish.
So which case would it be?
Not exactly. We'll see. Maybe by a get, the Gemara is more lenient. So the Gemara says, but still, okay. But he gufa bashim tali kaima. So what if the witness is for sure? But she, it's still a doubt on the woman. Right? Even though the witness is for sure, in fact, you know what, let me explain what's another gemara that we learned before. If a bidin, if a woman comes and says, my husband died, we believe her. Even without eidim. So the gemara says, why? Because isha daika minseba. The woman is not going to play games with this, because if she lies and the husband comes back, she's stuck from everybody. Nobody's going to want to touch her bichlal. So over here, the question is, okay, the husband who's one of the witnesses, the second husband, it's a certain. But as far as she's concerned, it's a doubt if her husband died or not. How can she stay married to the witness? So the Gemara answers another interesting thing. They met his bodily. The woman says, I know for sure he died. In other words, not only did she get married to the witness that testified the husband died, the woman comes to Bez and says, I know for sure he died. Why? Like Rashi says, because if he was alive, he would have been back by now. Maybe not, but that's why when the woman says bodily.
One of the few cases where we accept her image.
Yeah.
What does
Bari
mean?
Bari, for sure. I know for sure he died.
Oh, I thought you said
Bara. No. Bari means Bari Vishama. I know for sure the guy died. It was one of the team. I don't know exactly. I wasn't involved in it, obviously. By 9/11. Which is coming up soon, right?
Bari.
Okay, thank you. 9/11, they were Matel Lapel, the Agunas, to remarry. And I think, I'm not sure, I didn't see the tshuvas that they wrote, but I think one of the things is that they were certain if the guy would have been there, that alive, he would have come home. No, especially if there were shalom bayis between them, there's no reason to think that the guy wouldn't come home, especially with the whole commotion of what happened. You know, if he would notify his family that he's alive. So that's one of the reasons.
Maybe he walked down this guy and said, I don't know what, everybody thinks I'm dead, so I'm just going to go somewhere.
Yeah. That was the question in Miami story.
And the boat.
The boat.
Did they ever find him or anything?
No.
What boat was that?
I'm going to be said. Next piece of Gemara. Mm-hmm. Shnai Maimimes, two witnesses say guy died. Shnai Maimimes, Rabbi Yechonah says, Harezu leitinase. She cannot be married, like we said before, because she's still an Eishes Ish.
That's if they say she was divorced.
No. Shnai Maimimes. No, Rabbi Yechonah says. Huh?
Okay.
It's like 12 lives in time. Two witnesses say the guy died, two witnesses. So like we said before, leitinasi. Nisas, but if she did get married, leitetsi. Like the Chachamim hold. But Rabbi Yechonah says different now. Instead of saying the guy died, two witnesses testified divorced her, two witnesses said no he didn't. Harezu lutinasi. But here he says, and here he differs from our Mishnah. In Nisas, Teitzei. So in other words, if the witnesses said dead and not dead, then she's not allowed to marry, but if she gets married, she can stay married. By a divorce, the din is, she has to get divorced. Okay? So Gemara asks, Maishno Reisha, Maishno Seifa. What's the difference? L'cheira, Mace and his gash is the same thing. If two witnesses, yeah, I understand she got remarried. But why if two witnesses say died, two witnesses say not died, she's not allowed to get married. But if she did marry, she doesn't have to get divorced.
Because she's going to come back.
Huh? One second. Gemara is going to have three answers to this question. So Gemara says like this. Amar Abaye. Abaye says like this. Rabbi Yechonah's case is Be'ed Echad. Not two and two. What does it mean? It means like this. Echad Eimemes. If one witness says the husband died, Heminu Rabbanu Ketrei. The Rabbanu believed them like two. Explains. Kiru Ula, like Ula says like this. Amar Ula, Kol Mokim Sheminu Teira Eid Echad. Anytime the Torah believes one witness, Harehu Kishnaim is considered like two witnesses. Okay? In other words, like this. The din is, by a Saita, L'moshul. If one, the Gemara says this in Saita. If one witness, you know, the husband suspects her and there's not, so there's one witness that says she committed adultery, we believe her. We believe him. Even though one witness can't kill anybody. But by a Saita, like you said, a glam the W, you can kill him. So Ullah says like this. It's a very interesting concept, the Gemara says. If the Torah believes one witness, and because of leniencies for an eguna, that a woman shouldn't be stuck, not able to get married, and, as the Gemara says, if one witness says the husband died, the Gemara says we allow the woman to remarry. Why? Because she's taking a big risk. You know, if she's not certain that the witness knows what he's talking about, she's taking a big risk, because God forbid, if the guy comes back, she's stuck. Yes. Now, Ula says like this, according to Abaye. Once that one witness said the guy died, we believe him like two. Ula said a rule. Anytime we believe one witness, Torah believes one witness, it's as strong as two. Therefore, behind the Kama Lemes. Now when the second witness comes and says he didn't die, that's one against two. Ein dvarv shel echad b'mokim eshnaim. One cannot contradict two. In other words, like this. Because the Chachamim only believed one witness to say he died, to help the woman out. They never believed one witness to say he didn't die, like two. Right? So therefore, once they accepted the testimony that the guy died, that witness has a din of two. Right. Now the second witness comes and says, she didn't die, he didn't.
Only one
can't outdo two. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, why do we say she's not allowed to get married? And if she got married, she can stay married. Then lechatchila nami. Let her get married lechatchila. You have two witnesses that say he died versus one witness that said he didn't die. So why can't she get married lechatchila? So Gemara says, Dama Ravasi, because of Ravasi. You're right. Halachically, should she get married? Ravasi said like this. Hase mimcha ikshus peh. It's a pasuk. remove from yourself distortion of the mouth, and distance perversity of the lips from yourself. Meaning like this. Don't do something that other people will misjudge you with. Keep away, this passage says, Shlomo HaMelech says, keep away from the bad talkers. Don't do something that even though it's allowed, but people will talk. Don't misinterpret it. This lady is going to get married based on one witness. So al pidin, it's good because they believe him like two. And then the second guy comes, so it's worthless. But people don't know that. People are going to say, okay, look at this woman. One witness said their husband died. One witness said he didn't die. In their mind, they're equal. And the woman went ahead and got married. So therefore, by yourself, this is what Rabbi Yochanan says. If one witness says the husband died, one witness says the husband didn't die. So the truth is, api halacha, according to halacha, she should get married. She'd be able to get married. Because the first witness is counted as two. And the second witness is one against two. Why not? Why can't she lechatchila get married? Because people are going to haka chaynik. So that's why death, in other words, Abaye's Abaye is interpreting Rabbi Yochanan's statement. Because the Gemara's question of Rabbi Yochanan, why by two dead, not dead, if she gets married, she doesn't have to get divorced. And by a get, with no get, then we have to, so Abaye says, no, that's not what Rabbi Yochanan said. Rabbi Yochanan is speaking about one witness. So because we believe the witness like two and the other one, so therefore it's fine. By divorce, it's a different thing. We don't believe the one witness like two. Woman, seifa, eid achod nizgarsha, ve'eid achod lein nizgarsha. Okay? Now, tavayu be'eshis ish kamasadeh. So basically like this. When one witness says she got divorced, one witness says she didn't get divorced, correct? Basically, both are testifying that she was married. One witness that said she got divorced is testifying really she was married and got divorced. The other witness says she never got divorced. So both agree on one thing.
That she was married.
That she was married. How are we undoing it? With the testimony of one witness that said she got divorced.
Against two that said that she was married.
Right. So the two create a chazaka that she was really married without any question. It's testimony of two witnesses. This guy wants to say she got divorced, which is one against two, so he's taken not believed. And therefore he says, Vahai da amen is garsha. That guy that says she did get divorced is only one, and instead of two, it's not good. Okay, so now that Yishenim, he brings out the boundary, Yishenim asks a very interesting question. The Gemara says that by the case of the get, one guy says she got divorced, one guy says she didn't get divorced. Yeah? So both are testifying that she was married. Now one is trying to undo the marriage. So that's a very simple question. 1 minute, there's no two witnesses testifying she was married. Shem asked a very simple question. One guy said she got divorced. One guy said she didn't get divorced. One of them's a liar. One of them's a liar. If he's a liar, he's not a kosher witness. So they say, like, Miman of Shech. One of the two are lying. We don't know which one. Okay.
So there's no two
that's saying she's married because one of them's a liar. So, how can we say there's two that say she was married? They answer an interesting answer. The case, what do you mean the case with did divorce? They're not lying. Both are saying the truth. The guy was in the middle of divorcing his wife. He threw a get at her. It doesn't work today. But in the time of the Gemara, before Rabbeinu Gershom came into the picture, the Gemara says the guy was able to throw a get at his wife. If it went into her domain, she was divorced. Now, the Gemara says, what happens? The guy's here, the woman's here, he throws her a get. Not in her yard or house.
Nowadays?
No, nowadays you can't do it in here. So Gemara says like this, you throw a get from him to her. So Gemara says like this, if the get is closer to her, she's divorced. If the get is closer to him, she's not divorced. Okay, so this marker is the division. Now, one witness says it was closer to her. One witness says it was closer to him.
So
nobody's lying.
So they still both are...
Both are honest people.
And they both say...
Both are saying she was married. And now the one witness that said she got divorced wants to break that chazaka that she was married. That both are testifying honestly and truthfully that she was married. They're not contradicting themselves in the fact if there was a get or not. They're contradicting themselves is, yeah, the husband wanted to give a get, but one opinion says it's closer to him, one opinion says it's closer to her. So none of them are liars. Like the Gemara says in Makkos in different places. If one witness testified a murder happened on the fourth of the month, and another witness testified it happened on the third of the month, they're not necessarily liars. One knew the month had 30 days, and one didn't, thought the month had 29 days. They didn't know, there were no calendars. One guy knew that Bezda made an extra date to the month, so that the Gemara says that...
The month before, so that they didn't know what the next one was.
Both said it was Tuesday.
I'm saying, the month before when it ended and the new one started.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, third and the fourth. It happened a few days ago, yeah? So, if one says Monday, one says Tuesday, then one's a liar.
Right.
But if both say Monday, and one said it was the third of Elul, and the other one said it was the fourth of Elul, the Gemara says they're kosher witnesses. The lying? No, they're not lying. They made a mistake. One guy knew there was a 30-day month before, and one guy didn't know there was a 30-day month before. And the same thing over here. If they're arguing whether the guy divorced her or not, then one of them's a liar. One of them for sure is a liar. You can't do anything about it. But in a case where the guy was giving a get, the only question is, who's it closer to? So then they're not liars and they could testify. Okay, so this is Abaye's answer, why Rabbi Yochanan says, by death, if she married, she doesn't have to get divorced. And by divorced, get, they would have to get divorced. Because speaking about one aid instead of two. That's the first answer. Rav Amar, Rav answers another interesting answer.
What page
you want to have? 22b3. First column. Le'elam terei terei ninu. It's really two and two. What's the difference between get and misa? So he says like this. Rabbi Yisrael Menachem was right by divorce, but he didn't accept his opinion by death. Why? My timer. He says, Misa, any yecholel amachashtei. Like we said, I mentioned this last time also. If the witness says the husband died, or the woman says the husband died, yeah? And all of a sudden he shows up. She's done. Okay? So over there, Rabbi Yochanan says, we believe her that if she got married, because she would not play games with it. But a woman, she'll say, my husband divorced me. What's the worst that will happen? The husband will come and say, I didn't divorce you.
Yeah, but then she'll already be married to the next one?
Yeah, but she says, you divorced me.
And he says, I didn't.
So it's his word against, the woman doesn't care. By divorce, she can always say you're a liar. If the guy comes back alive, she can't say you're dead.
Doesn't have to be Adam by divorce?
Yeah, but the Adam are not around, or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Listen, it's more shy for a woman to have chutzpah, even though the Gemara is going to ask, a woman doesn't have that chutzpah. Yeah? But if you think about it, death, if the guy shows up, there's no response. By get, if the guy shows up and says, I didn't divorce you, she said, no, you're lying. Yes, you did. It's much easier for the woman to lie or whatever. So therefore, he says like this. By get, that the woman wasn't 100% certain. So therefore, if she remarried, she has to divorce the second guy. Mm-hmm. By death, mm-hmm. there's no question that she doesn't have to get divorced. By the way, if the husband shows up...
After the death one?
After the death one, she does have to divorce the guy.
Does.
Yeah. The Gemara says, B'chlap, if she got married, for whatever mistake, the chacham, the rabbi did the wedding, she doesn't have to get divorced.
Oh. You said she does, if he comes back.
No. I'm saying she doesn't have to get divorced. But if the guy comes back, all the Rabbi Yechon and the Mishnah was saying,
why
if two people say, one second.
If he doesn't come back.
Huh?
Why would she have to get divorced if he does not come back?
No, but I'm saying by a divorce, she would have to get divorced from the second guy right away.
But by if she says he died.
No. That's what it says, Imnesis, Lotate. She could stay married to the guy.
Right.
Why? Because she's for sure that the guy died.
Yeah.
But Leperil, that's only until the guy comes back. If the guy does come back, the Leperil, then obviously there was a lie going on here. Mm-hmm. And the witnesses were false. So then she for sure would have to divorce both of them. But by get, if two people say yes, get, two people say no, get, and she remarried, even before the husband comes to her and says anything, she'd have to divorce. That's what he says in Nisa's Tetzei. Not when the husband comes and argues the point. Even if the husband says, no, you have to get divorced right away.
That's because there was Adam saying she did not get divorced?
Right. No, if Adam says she got divorced, even if the husband comes later and says, no, you didn't.
Right.
I mean,
fine.
Yeah. They have such cases today, by the way. I mean, it can happen in these... But today, you see, it's less of a problem because the Bezna officially keeps the records. Right? But what happens, the get happened a long time ago and there's no more records. She needs to get a proof of some sort that she had a get. Even... Let me take it off this. Okay, but the Gemara asks a question, does a woman have such chutzpah to tell her husband that he divorced her when he didn't? It says like this, if a wife tells the husband, you divorced me, na'man is she's believed. Why? Okay, the woman doesn't have the chutzpah to say it. So what do you mean by get? She could deny, she can argue against the husband. The Gemara says she doesn't argue against the husband. So Gemara says, "Hani mili hecha deleka edim to come asayla." When does she not have the chutzpah? When there's no witnesses on her side. Here, two say she got divorced, two say she didn't get divorced. So she has two witnesses on her side. Right? The woman say I got divorced, two witnesses say yes she did, two witnesses say she didn't. So of course she'll be chutzpahdik. Because she has backing of two witnesses. See, I have two witnesses saying like me. When does the Gemara say a woman doesn't have the chutzpah to say she got divorced? That's only in a case where there's no witnesses. And then a woman doesn't have the chutzpah.
She has two witnesses. That one is life for her.
Huh? Yeah, well, listen.
She's not alone.
When you have backing, a person will lie with chutzpah much easier than if nobody's backing him. Two and two, don't forget.
Even though this would mean that if she did get married to the other guy, she's still a chayav nisa and the kid would be not dating. Right?
What?
Even though if she did get married to the second guy, she's a chayav nisa because she's still a shasish.
If what?
She didn't get a get. If she's lying.
Yeah, but until you prove that she's not divorced, why can't she get a... When the woman said the husband died, yeah? Two witnesses say, he didn't die. Then the witness say he did die. I mean, first they said he did die, then they say he didn't die, right? That she got married, she doesn't have to get divorced. What happens if the husband comes back? She has to get divorced. What happens if she had kids along the way? From the second husband, and Mam Zaydim. If a woman says she got divorced, and two witnesses say yes, two witnesses say no, and then it's proven that she did not get the get. So the kids are Mam Zaydim.
Even though there were two witnesses to say she did?
But I'm saying, because two cancel each other out. Mm-hmm. What happens is they find out later that there was taka never a get. So the kids are Mam Zaydim.
Four kids.
Yeah. Well, she would be getting capital punishment, unless it was mazed. Shaygir, I mean, you don't know whatever the story is. Yeah, but it would be a problem of mamzedus, and it would be a problem of everything else.
If she lied that her husband died, same thing. She also be chayvis
enough. Yeah. We said before, the Gemara in Yevam says, a woman that comes and says, my husband died, we believe her, and she can get married. Because she's messing herself up otherwise, yeah? Bottom line, if she lied, and the best married her, yeah, she got married. And the later the husband comes back and she has kids from the second guy, the kids are Mam Zaydim. Listen, that's it. Okay, Ravasi answers a third question, a third answer. Remember, we're trying to answer why by Misa, Rabbi Yochanan says that if they got married, she can stay married, and by get not. He says like this, called the Amri Edim, speaking a case like this, the witnesses says, Achshav Meis, now he died. Or, Achshav Girsha, now he divorced her. What's the difference? Misa Leka Levrurit, in case of death, you can't find out if it happened or not. Okay? Meaning like this. One witness testifies, the husband drowned. Or two witnesses, I'm sorry. Edim. The Edim say, we know right now the guy died. But there's no way of proving it. The guy died, drowned. They couldn't find the body, it was in the ocean, whatever. There's no body. Yeah? Gershin ikal avruda. Because by get, you could be, check it out. Why? The Amrinla, we tell the woman, Asalongita, show us your get. See, if the woman got a get 10 years ago, she could say, I lost the get. But the witness is saying, you got divorced now. So Bezin will say, so where's the get? Prove it. Right? Where's the get? You have to prove it. And if she can't, the Grashi says, she can't say, I lost the get in such a short period of time. Because nobody's going to believe her. You guys just got to get. You're supposed to have to get. Maybe, you know, it's like you have these cases. People came, from you're running after the war from Europe and this. They lost everything they had, all their papers. They came, Amish, no, so it's impossible to know. Right? But if the story is that they got divorced. So death now, you can never find out for sure. So therefore, the Gemara says she can't get married, Rabbi Yochanan says, but the Chatchila, but if she did get married, she can stay married. By a get, you don't let it stay married. So you just got a get now, where's the get? And if you can't produce the get, you don't believe it. Even today, a woman comes to Rabbi, yeah, she wants to get married. She says, I was divorced. She has to produce a get. How do you know? I mean, you know. Yeah, but again, it's her statement against the Chazak of Eishes Ish. Right? If she says, I got divorced, she automatically is saying, I was married. Correct? And then she's not believed to say it's divorced. Because the Gemara says, I got the woman has chutzpah.
Call the rabbi that did it?
And what they do is they try to get records. But I said, what happens, like I said in this case, what happens if there's no records? It's a big problem. Okay, just learn another piece of Gemara.
Like you said, if they can't do it one last time, was it to hold it for 3 years?
No. They don't, see, the Bezin keeps the get. Bezin doesn't give you the get. Bezin doesn't give anybody a get. Today. No, no, no. They give you not even a copy of the get. The original get that the husband gives to the wife, yeah? Mm-hmm. The wife doesn't keep that get.
What keeps it?
Bezin keeps it. They cut, they have to fold it a certain way. The whole way of folding a get. And then they, with a scissors or a razor, they make an X on the outside of the get, show that it's possible, it's not good anymore. Because they gave it already. It's done already. When the husband gives a get to the wife, it's a whole procedure. It's not Tommy, he gives a get. She holds her hands like this, and he drops the get into her hand. Then she has to put it under her arm. She has to walk Dalet Amis. It's a whole procedure. If you ever go watch the get, that's what the whole procedure. Then what does Bezin do? They take the get, which is already folded, and they make a big X in it. In other words, you can't use it again because it's cut. And then they give what's called the p'tur. The p'tur means a piece of paper. Him and her.
She's p'tur to marry somebody else.
And this man, and the divorced woman, they write all the names that they are in the get. And the three Rabbanim sign. You know, in today's world, you know, it's like tuitions in the school where the people don't pay, yeah? Today, if a person wants to get, then they're getting divorced. It's a mitzvah, you get to get done as soon as possible, because otherwise they change their mind, they don't, you know, it's a big problem, yeah? So Rabbanim will do a get, right away, yeah? But a lot of times people don't pay. A get costs a lot of money to write, you should know. Okay? Costs a lot of money. You have to pay the Rabbanim that do get and told me when they charge $500, they made nothing on it. You have to pay the sefer.
Takes time.
You have to pay the edim. They're there for hours. You know how long it takes to write a get? Hours. The whole get procedure takes a few hours. Okay? Years ago, when they wrote a get, it took a whole day. Now they do it in a few hours, because mass production today. When the Rebbe's father wrote a get, he fasted that day, and it took Mamish a whole day from morning to night to write the get. It was a whole, like Rebbe Levick said, it was so easy to be matter in Eish Yisish. Today it's a mass production. Okay, so now, the Bezin will write the get right away. But now the people refuse to pay for the get. What do they do?
What do they do?
The woman's divorced. She got the get. But she has no proof of it. And they won't give her the p'tur until they pay up in full.
So if the guy wants to get divorced, they both need a p'tur, he does too.
No, of course. You also need. You can't marry two wives.
Mm-hmm. Can he make payments?
It's up to, speak to the guy. Credit card. Sometimes they want to get the get done in a way because, you know, otherwise it'd be a problem. Right? In Halacha it says you don't write a get at night. She says, B'shas HaTchak, you could. Today, everybody writes getting at night. Rosh Chodesh, it says, because it's a shaila, how to write it, you don't write a get on Rosh Chodesh. It says in Shulchan Aruch. Today, the bottom write a get on Rosh Chodesh. Anytime that there's a doubt, maybe, they're going to right away do it. But they don't give the p'tur. So the p'tur is a regular piece of paper on Beis Din stationery. That says, on this and this day, this and this man with all the nicknames, divorces, and it's signed, and therefore she can marry. And by the woman, it says she can get married to anybody after 92 days. Mm-hmm. She has to wait 92 days. And by the man, it doesn't say that he can get married right away. But they don't give it to them, just for financial reasons, until they pay. Okay.